Something unusual happened in the Republican presidential debate this week. The candidates were asked about climate change, a subject that the Republican Party often downplays or ignores or mocks. One of the first questions put climate change front and center.
Do you believe in human behavior is causing climate change? Raise your hand if you do.
Moderators did not get a clear answer from everybody on that one, but NPR politics reporter Ximena Bustillo is here. Good morning.
Good morning.
Did it surprise you at all that this topic even came up?
You know, I wasn't actually personally surprised, but I know climate change traditionally also isn't a major issue for the Republican Party.
Yeah.
However, I do talk a lot to young voters, and it is an issue for younger voters across party lines.
Hmm.
There is a group of young conservatives who really wanted climate on the agenda in this debate, and they got it. The moderators played a question from a college student named Alexander Diaz, and he asked candidates to reassure young conservatives.
How will you, as both President of the United States and leader of the Republican Party, calm their fears that the Republican Party doesn't care about climate change?
Well, this is really interesting because we think of it as a partisan divide, but I think you're telling me it's more of a generational divide. Younger people, regardless of party, are more likely to recognize the science here. So how did the candidates answer?
Well, there really was a range. Vivek Ramaswamy, he's a 38-year-old tech executive, said the, quote, climate agenda is a hoax. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis pretty much avoided the question.
Mm-hmm.
South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley, however, acknowledged that climate change is a threat, but she downplayed U.S. responsibility.
Is climate change real? Yes, it is. But if you want to go and really change the environment, then we need to start telling China and India that they have to lower their emissions.
I should note that while China is currently the biggest emitter of greenhouse gases, the U.S. has significantly higher per capita emissions than either China or India.
Hmm.
Other candidates sidestepped the issue by attacking climate solutions like renewable energy production, but they didn't necessarily offer alternatives.
Okay, so you're telling me that young conservatives have driven this on the agenda and made Republican leaders respond. How did the people you spoke with feel about the answers?
Well, I spoke to Danielle Butcher-Franz. She's the CEO of the American Conservation Coalition. She said it's at least a start that the candidates got asked about climate change.
Let's do some level setting on that. I think most people understand that in a Republican primary, climate change is not going to be the number one issue. But I think we're looking for an acknowledgement of the problem and an understanding of the solutions.
She says that there's still a lot of room for improvement, and Republicans need to find ways to own the issue if they want the support of younger voters. That's also shown in recent polling. An NPR poll this month found that nearly 60% of voters ages 18 to 29 agreed addressing climate change should be a priority.
You know, we've done some reporting on this on the program. A lot of conservatives are now approaching climate change by saying, okay, human-caused climate change is real, but it's not a big deal. They still don't want to do a lot about it. Could climate change play a big role in the 2024 election?
Well, like most election questions, the truth is it's too soon to tell.
Sure.
But it is a big issue for young voters. And with young voters, sometimes the question is whether they choose to turn out or not, whether they're motivated. And so an issue like climate change could play a role in particularly really close and tight races. Edward Maybach is the director of George Mason's Center for Climate Change Communication. And he said the debate suggests GOP candidates are at least hearing from younger voters.
Some Republican candidates have gotten a memo from their pollster that young Republican voters don't want this climate denial nonsense anymore.
He said the bar is low, but it's still some progress.
NPR's Ximena Bustillo, thanks. Go get some coffee.
Thank you.